Hello, and welcome to All in the Past, Unique Topics in Genealogy and History. I'm Michael Thomas, your host. I've been a genealogist over 3 decades, and have documented more than 26,000 ancestors and cousins in my personal database. I'm the U.S. genealogist for Clan Murray, a well-known Scottish clan, specializing in Scottish history and all things related to Scottish and Irish clans, with a little bit of Viking history thrown in. I frequently contribute to the clan's newsletter and will include much of what I've written about in these programs, as well as what others have written. 2 websites that will give you more information as we go along are allinthepast.net and itsallinthepast.net. These programs can be found on the blog page of allinthepast.net. You will find out more about me as the podcast progresses, but you can always contact me at allinthepastcast@gmail.com. Let's get started. The topic of this program is: what is good genealogy? There is no doubt genealogy is a lot of work. But they say, quote, if you enjoy it, it's not work, close quotes, but they are wrong, it's still work. But many people do derive a lot of enjoyment out of the hard work it takes to create a good family lineage. Good genealogy can be boiled down to a few characteristics, regardless of your level of experience or how much time you've spent working on it. First and foremost, your research must be as accurate as possible. Next, it has to contain sources so others can look at the same information you looked at and find the same facts. Your genealogy has to be shareable, that is, available to all others who want to see it and build on it. It has to be public, readily accessible to others outside your family, and finally, your genealogy has to be manageable, or you won't work on it. How do you make good genealogy? You don't hoard information you find, you share it. You join a local genealogical society, or you put your research online on an internet genealogy site, or you create a database that can be shared with other researchers, or you create your own website to display your findings. These are only some of the ways to share, but, above all, it has to be accurate. You will find a lot of information that may add to your profiles, but you need to know it's true and factual, or make a note in your records that it's questionable. As is true in life, not everyone shares equally, nor is everyone honest. There are any number of reasons questionable information is shared, just don't do it yourself. The simplest way to do that is to share what you know to be factual and note anything you have a question about. The person you're sharing with then knows what might be a problem for them and can plan how to work with it or around it.